Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. You know, we would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today, we are thrilled to be welcoming Anne Leopold to our show. Now, Anne is the founder and CEO of Emmaus Home. And this is a beautiful nonprofit organization that provides affordable, holistic, and faith-based housing to adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities in Pennsylvania. So in January, Emmaus Home launched Bean Ability Coffee Cafe, which is a coffee house that provides a place for belonging, volunteering, and culture. So today she's going to be here with us, and she's going to speak about the great work of Emmaus Home and all that they're doing and the need for this faith-based housing for adults with disabilities. You could go out to our website, and it's a beautiful website, emmaushome.org. Mm. You know, one of the beautiful things for you and I is we get to be hosts of this great show, and we love EWTN, and we think it's one of the greatest networks in the world. And we get to bring to you, and we get to meet beautiful people all over the world who are doing great work for God, and they're being light and salt, and it's so inspiring, you know, to hear their stories, and you think, oh, I can't do anything for God, and then you hear ordinary people that God lands on them, and they start doing extraordinary things. Well, Anne is one of those beautiful people, and it's a privilege to be here at EWTN and to bring, and then you get to meet and know all about these beautiful ministries. Yeah.
It's great to have her back. So many wonderful things are happening with Emmaus Home, not just one home, but several homes. And now the coffee place, which is a delight. I hope they show some video on that. But this is really a beautiful work. You know, it was described what it is, but it's a holy work, and it's really ministering to the presence of Jesus Christ in these who are part of that home. They're not clients. There are people. Mm. This is our community. The love that there is amazing, that they're giving to them, but also the love that these people are giving back. The light that this ministry hopes to bring, the light coming from the people that they are serving out into the darkness of this world. It's going to be a very special time, Emmaus Home, sharing about this, and we hope that you will enter into this work of service. As you do it to the least, you're doing it to me. And that we might be able, with our prayers and whatever giving God would have us to give, that we're sowing into so great a ministry. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Anne Leopold, and she is the founder and CEO of Emmaus Home. You could go out to the beautiful website, emmaushome.org. Well, Anne, we are so happy to have you back with us because you were on our show 8 years ago, and a lot has changed in 8 years, as it does. Time goes on. Yes. But we want you first to tell our family a little bit about yourself and then an overview of the history of the ministry and its vision and purpose.
Well, I founded Emmaus Home over 10 years ago outside of Philadelphia in Pennsylvania on behalf of my son Kevin, who is now 34. He has severe autism and intellectual disabilities. So I founded it. We had our first home in a closed church near the airport. And we lived there for 2 years, and then we had to move on because they sold the whole campus. But we were very blessed to have our start there. Jesus was literally with us because we had the Blessed Sacrament in the church at the time. So that was a wonderful launching pad. And then we went out into communities in four counties now in the Pennsylvania area, and we provide housing for adults when they can no longer live with their parents for various reasons. So we went from that one home in the rectory to now having 13 homes. So there's a tremendous need for values and faith-based housing in this country. Mm-hmm. You know, the problem of autism is not going away. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one in every 26 now is diagnosed in our country. So these people have to have homes and places to go. Mm-hmm. So we're helping to offset that problem and help that problem.
Because what happens is maybe they've been able to stay at home and their parents take care of them, but then their parents are getting older.
Yes.
And so it's a difficult transition for everybody. Sometimes they, if they're elderly parents, they may be going to nursing homes themselves, mm-hmm. and maybe brothers and sisters can't take care of the sibling. And so there is a great need.
Yes.
And that's where your ministry is just prime for them to enter in, because it's a place of stability and security and love and hope. And when you go to your website and you hear the testimonies of family members and they talk about it, I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. It's been the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, but mm-hmm. the most rewarding. It's just been a miracle story.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted, I think the last time I was on the show, we only had a guys' home. And it was always my prayer to offer a home to girls. Mm-hmm. So we now have three girls' homes and a waiting list of 30 individuals.
Mm-hmm. To come into the homes.
To come into our mm-hmm. homes. But, you know, we deal with a lot. It's a long process to open a home. We're under very scrutinous regulations under the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And it's a long process to even open a home. It takes up to 6 months mm-hmm. and about $50,000 per home. Mm-hmm. So we're a poor nonprofit. So, you know, it takes time.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, these poor families waiting for housing, they could go into a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens to their beloved children?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it is an absolute blessing to care for these individuals. They are real. What you mm-hmm. see is what
yes.
you get. And I absolutely love them. Mm-hmm. And I'm blessed every day by all that God does.
Mm-hmm. Approximately how many people are in each of these homes? It varies, I guess. But
Anywhere from 1 to 4. So we have one-bedroom apartments. Some people choose to live without any roommates for various reasons. And then we have 4 people living in one home, 4 ladies who just love to be together, and mm-hmm. they're very compatible.
Yeah.
And then you'll have house parents in that home. Do you have house parents,
or
some independent?
Everyone has supervision, so mm-hmm. 24/7 supervision. They're never alone.
Mm-hmm.
A few of them go off to work during the day, and then some are nonverbal, so they're mm-hmm. not able to work. But they do volunteer. We have a new coffee shop initiative, and that was the reason why I founded the coffee shop, was to give our residents a place to have a meaningful day,
mm-hmm.
just a place to go, mm-hmm. another place to go,
yeah.
and also to learn valuable work skills
mm-hmm.
and volunteering skills.
That's great. Well, you know, it's a holy work. It's a professional work. You're meeting every kind of standard that needs to be done. But I see a lot of laughter and smiling and, you know, with because you get such great footage. I encourage everybody to go to your website and watch the explanation and the vision for this wonderful ministry, which I did this morning just to watch it all the way through. But there's so much life. There's laughter.
Mm-hmm.
The people serving your people, not your clients, but your people, your family, mm-hmm. your community. That's the way you tend to speak about that. And then they're serving in various ways. It really is a mutual give and take. And people are coming in from the outside. So you got people that who volunteer, people you're employing, mm-hmm. and then you've got those within the homes. But you got other people coming around and just, you know, looking in on this, because I guess you could deal with the difficulty of placing your child in a home, you know, because most parents are just like, well, I want to take care of my child, or my other children will take care of them, which is an assumption that may or may not be, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then you get older and older, and I need a place that's going to love my mm-hmm. child like I love my mm-hmm. child. Mm-hmm. And you hear that again and again, that there's respect for his dignity and so on, and even love. Mm-hmm. And I would say mm-hmm. love, yes. the person said, on yes. your reel.
Yes.
You can't make that up, and mm-hmm. that's not just professionalism. That's the heart of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is the category of the person who comes into your home? Is there an age limit as to when they could come in, when they could enter? How long do they get to stay? Mm-hmm. And then do they have to, when they become a senior citizen, do they have to leave? Like, what are the dynamics of whom you're serving?
Yes, so typically they're high school graduates. So in Pennsylvania, they graduate at 22. Mm-hmm. So our residents range in age from 22 to 63. Mm-hmm. So we have quite a range. And it is our hope that they'll stay there forever. It will mm-hmm. be their forever home. That's our hope. So we have lots of different characters mm-hmm. that we care for. They're all unique, of course, and they all, have a zeal for life. Mm-hmm. You know, on the mm-hmm. whole, they seem to be very happy.
Right. And everyone is. They're not all the same, so we all have conditions, all of us. Every human being has certain conditions that we live. And so some of the people that come to you have maybe more severe yes. conditions. Mm-hmm. And so then tell us about your staff. How do you staff that? Do you have to staff it per the client coming in, or how does that work, or you just have a general staff?
No, so when we're going to open up a new home, that's one of the challenges, you know, why it takes so long, because we have to onboard staff, and we have to recruit, and then we have to onboard them, and that's a process that could take up to 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. They have to go through, you know, trainings, first aid CPR, they have to pass their background checks. If they're out of state, they have to pass the FBI test. They have to go through all the required state trainings mm-hmm. in order to do this work and to receive the state funding. We're under very stringent regulations, and we get inspected yearly or whenever they decide to come to inspect us. So once we know we're going to open a home and we have a waiting list, so we could take some people off of that waiting list and put them in the home, but before that can happen, the whole staff needs to be on board mm-hmm. and needs to read each individual's ISP mm-hmm. in our state. That's it's like the Bible for mm-hmm. Their needs, and they have to know that and be well versed in it in order to know how to take care of the individual. And mm-hmm. you know, they're all very needy in various ways, some more than others physically, but maybe emotionally, psychologically, some others are more needy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get it that there's rules and regulations and policies and procedures, and sometimes you feel like, oh my gosh, that's so much red tape. But yet at the same time, that works to protect you too, yes. right? And so you want everybody trained, well-equipped, yes. so that they can care, and everyone's working from the same game book, right?
Yes.
From the same playbook, so we can say, well, we know we can do this and we can't do that, and that's a violation. Mm-hmm. Because your funding will disappear,
yes.
right? And so you want to make sure everything is copacetic with the staff and sustaining them, and then also for the client.
Yes.
And then you're going to have peace with yes. the great hope, right?
Yes, yes. And we're very blessed to have such a dedicated, committed team that surrounds us. Six of my eight children now work in the nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So it truly is a family affair. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the end of the day, they love their brother. Mm-hmm. They were raised with their brother, and they, in turn, love all the people that the Lord sends to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Kevin was really, Kevin?
Yes.
Was really used.
Kevin from heaven.
I love that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was just thinking how God works all things together for good.
Yes.
For those who love him. Mm-hmm. And was seeking to fit into his purpose and in his plan, and that kind of typifies you. You know, I love you, Lord. I love my son. And wow, how do you deal with severe autism and all this that's going on? And what are we going to do? And you start a little something, And you know, like that saying, if you build it, they'll come. And not only your Kevin, who was used to kind of establish to you know, this ministry.
And you know, it's ironic, Jim, of all of our residents, Kevin probably goes out the least.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and that's been a little bittersweet, and
yeah.
I've had to kind of offer that up to the Lord, because you know, it's helped so many other people
mm-hmm.
to have a beautiful life.
Mm-hmm.
And my son certainly is doing well, better than ever, but
mm-hmm.
He's just very sedentary.
Yeah.
And he has severe autism, so he's anxious a lot of the mm-hmm. time. But he will be watching this show. He
mm-hmm.
loves EWTN, loves Mother Angelica. She, mm-hmm. Her picture's hanging in his living room.
Oh, how sweet. Now, you mentioned ISP. Tell us what that means.
It's an individual support plan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the team comes together annually, and it's just kind of an update on the individual. Has his health needs changed, medications? Who are his psychiatrists, his neurologist, his doctor, his eye doctor? Like, it goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
But it has likes and wants, I believe, and then it what the person likes, what
mm-hmm.
makes sense, what,
mm-hmm.
you know, so everyone who works with an individual has to know that, to know how to best care for that in
mm-hmm.
that person.
Yeah, like Kevin likes to have a picture of Mother Angelica, and that's important. If you took the picture away, he might not like that.
Exactly, and he might not be able to express it.
Right,
so,
and so
just to know Kevin.
Right, and you want to be excellent at what you do. You want to know that they're having the proper comfort and care, all within the guidelines. You know, and it might just be they don't like the a color. They might not like the way a feel of a certain
yes.
material, right?
Yes.
With all their sensories
yes.
and
they don't like change. So
they don't like change.
When my son recently lost a helper,
mm-hmm.
It was very hard for him.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand. You know, mm-hmm. where did he go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
So that's a challenge.
Yeah.
That's a loss. You mm-hmm. know, whenever that happens,
mm-hmm.
and it's been happening all of his life,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we are planning on a beach trip to Ocean City, New Jersey.
Oh, God bless
so
you.
So the whole gang's going to go, most of them, I hope.
Yeah.
So we do things like that. We do
yeah.
fun things.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, we celebrate life
mm-hmm.
every chance we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And get them out in the sunshine and
get them out and about.
And hear the air and the water.
Yeah.
And, oh, no, it's such a beautiful thing.
And go on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
And buy all those.
Eat good food. See some strange people.
Yeah. Yeah. And then in the Bean Ability, you know, we have events there
mm-hmm.
Pretty much every week.
Mm-hmm.
And like Jim said, we have now people outside of Emmaus coming to Bean Ability that have
mm-hmm.
special needs from the community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have one gentleman who's in college.
Mm-hmm.
He has high functioning autism, but he's designing software and making videos. So
wow.
he wants to make another video
oh,
of
beautiful.
The Bean Ability Coffee
mm-hmm.
Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take a break at this point. We're going to hold you over for the final segment so you can unpack more fully the great work that the Lord Jesus Christ is doing through you all
mm-hmm.
and to your residents there, to your people, to your community, what they're doing to others. It's the Emmaus Home. You can go to that website, emmaushome.org, right? Emmaushome.org. I really encourage you to go there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I woke up this morning, it was like the Lord was saying to me, Jim, you haven't entered in fully to what this is about, you know? I said, and I watched that video online. And I mean, there's something about the face, and God coming through the face of people. In every face is the face of God veiled and in a riddle. And when you look, you'll see the face of the Lord in these people, in this community that is Emmaus Home. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Continuing our conversation with Ann Leopold about the great work of Emmaus Home, which is not just one home, but you've got like 13
yes.
Facilities. Now, you were here and 8 years ago, and I had to ask you again. I said, how many did you have? You said, I told you one. you didn't say it like that. You said, one. One, and you're at 13 in 8 years. And so where do you see it, and where do you see things going?
Well, there's such a tremendous need.
Yeah.
And I see that need only getting bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My children and other wonderful people that work for us, you know, are the future of Emmaus Home. It's my prayer that the vision, my vision that God gave me, will always be with Emmaus Amen. Home, because it truly is an anointed place. Mm-hmm. It's been an anointing. Just all of the stories, the miracle stories, when I didn't think we were going to make it, a kind person was mm-hmm. moved to donate. You know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing mm-hmm. happens all the time.
Yeah.
So I just see us continuing to grow and to help, you know, give the love that the family mm-hmm. gives to their children after they have, are no longer with us, but to just continue to do God's will, please Him, be a light mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in the dark.
Especially in a culture where, you know, people who have conditions, we just want to dismiss them as a society and like just make them go away. We don't want to see, because if you're not perfect, you shouldn't belong here, you know, mm-hmm. and that's just not God's way. mm-hmm. And all of us are made in the image and yeah. likeness of God in that beautiful way.
And thanks for being with us today. Thank God we have you for tomorrow. We want to hear more. We want to unpack the great works that the Lord is doing. So we'll continue this conversation tomorrow with Ann. It's Emmaus Home. Go to emmaushome.org. I'm so glad that they're showing clips of the faces of these people, because that's as powerful, if not more powerful, than this conversation. Because God's speaking through them. And Emmaus Home is saying, you have value, worth, dignity. We love you for your being and who you are. And yet they're giving you so much. I mean, these people are such a blessing in your life, the way they communicate. So go to emmaushome.org, see the video that's there, think about how you can support this ministry in any way, and then bring your children to watch that video. And you know what you could say as they watch that video? You could say, this is how Catholics live. This is how Christians live. This is how Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord's on me, because He anointed me to preach good news to the poor. That Spirit of the Lord that was on Jesus Christ is on Ann Leopold. Mm. And this work needs to continue. So join us again tomorrow. God bless you, all of your loved ones. Keep it on EWTN. Bye now.